I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay, and this time, cooking with oily fish. Tricky, but when you get it right, so good.
When I met Chef Tony Pasquale at his restaurant Scully Joe's in Wellfleet, he'd just finished breakfast.
I had some fried mackerel with some hard-boiled eggs, a little spicy sauce, a little orange reduction, a little pepperoncini oil.
With family from Italy and a cooking style that often leans Portuguese, Tony is not afraid of the oily fishes of the world. But a lot of us cooks are. So I decided to ask him about his secrets, especially when it comes to cooking the two most common oily fish we have in local waters.
We got some mackerel. We got some bluefish. I've always loved bluefish since I started coming here as a kid. I don't know, people still seem to have some stigma about it. I mean, obviously it's the best the day you catch it and grill it, but the oily part doesn't bother me. And the Portuguese and the Italians to some extent, but mostly the Portuguese, kind of remedied that with some of their vinegar, and it just tastes like a beautiful, oily piece of fish.
Vinegar, Tony told me, is actually the secret to most successful recipes that involve fattier fish.
So with bluefish, I went to Sardinia 2 years ago, and they have a dish which is called Aliata di Pesce, and it's mostly sun-dried tomatoes pureed up with lots of garlic and lots of vinegar, and you just kind of make a paste. And we cornmeal fry the bluefish and then coat it in that, and you serve it room temp. And that takes away any of the fishy fish part, and it's good.
Is it kind of almost like the bluefish is oily, and then you're adding vinegar, so it's almost like dressing a salad, oil and vinegar? I don't know. How does it take it away? What do you mean when you say that?
Let's see. I think whatever the fishy component that people think, the vinegar is strong enough that it changes some. It also starts to kind of change the texture of the meat.
When I looked it up, I discovered that vinegar breaks down proteins in the fish to cut through the oils, bringing out the flavors and softening the meat. And this is the same secret to another Portuguese dish called vinhedal.
Which means wine of garlic. So it's just lots of vinegar, garlic, olive oil, and I'll soak stuff overnight, drain it off, and then you fry it.
Because did they used to do that like in barrels? I don't know. I heard of some mass preservation
technique. I don't think so, because you have to... You don't soak it that long because the fish will start to fall apart. So 24 hours for me is enough.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm thinking of escabeche. That's
different. Oh, yeah, that's different. We do that with the sardines here. You fry it, you cook the fish, and then soak it in the vinegar.
Before refrigeration, escabeche was an essential preservation technique, a way to keep fish safe to eat and tasting good for weeks, even in warm weather. Tony also makes something called moio cru, which is a Portuguese red sauce with pickled peppers. And he says when mackerel and bluefish are super fresh, like just off the boat a few hours, simple is even better. Just fillet them and put them on the grill. No acidic sauce needed.
I think people associate the oily with stinky fishy, and that's only just old stinky fishy fish. So get out there. Get some mackerel. Get some bluefish. There's more to life than cod and salmon.
No.
Yeah. And they're supposed to be really good for you.
It's a health food.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Small oily fish health food. That's the small oily fish diet. Come on down.
All joking aside, oily fish like mackerel and bluefish are well known for their potent omega-3 fatty acids, essential fats that our body can't make on its own. Regular consumption of omega-3s is known to boost heart health, protect joints, support brain function, lower blood pressure, and is especially critical for fetal brain development. Local mackerel season is now, and bluefish are just arriving for the summer, so get cooking. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
By the way, in case you didn't catch the reference, Scully Joe is an old name for salt cod. You can find a link to learn more about that history and also to find some recipes for the dishes Tony mentioned here right on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media right here in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.